What's up, guys? Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this: listen to Ted. All right, so there's this bloke. I just seen him running. That's what triggered this podcast. He's old. He's like, I don't know, he'd be 70 maybe. Maybe older. I know he still plays tennis. He's still running, obviously. He used to go up to the gym at the Leisure Centre when I was working at the Leisure Centre as a young pup, when I was like probably 18, I think it was. I was telling him, because he's this guy, he's super interesting. Like, he drives this old Mercedes, and it's like this old bright red Mercedes, and it's really cool. And he's always talking about gambling and stuff. Like, when I used to punt a lot, I used to be pretty much an addicted gambler, and I was gambling a lot. And I'd talk to Ted, I'd ask him about his punts and his tips and that sort of stuff, because he loved it as well. I knew he did. So that was our common conversation. And there was a day I was telling him how I was looking at buying a house. And I was I signed the contracts for a house when I was 18. And I went out, like, I had to pull out of it second day of the cooling off period, because my job title went from full-time to casual, and I just didn't want to commit to something that I didn't know if I could pay it or not. Looking back, in hindsight, I would have done it, but I was a kid, I didn't know what was happening. And, you know, my parents and stuff were sort of saying, hey, look, maybe it's a good idea just to hold off until you got a secure full-time income. I'm like, yeah, all right. But if it was now, I definitely would have kept, I would have gone through with it, because I would have understood that it was possible. But at this stage, I was talking to Ted about this, right? And he goes, look, Matty, what you want to do is you want to invest in Balan, because in the next 10 years, Balan's going to not just double or triple, but it will probably quadruple, maybe even more. I was like, fuck, you're crazy, Ted. Balan's not that good. Like, I work at Balan Pool. It was crap. Like, I hated going down to Balan. It's cold, like, all these things. And I actually really like Balan now that I'm not, you know, 18 years old and wanted to live near the city so I could go out and party. But I think it's a nice place now. But listening to Ted, I was like, nah, no way. You don't know anything. Balan's not near anything. Rah, 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 rah. And he's like, look, it's gonna go off. He goes, I just bought two houses there. I think they were super cheap, like in the hundreds of thousands. Like, when I was buying this place, it was up in Underbank, the one that I signed the contracts for. It was 232 from memory. And now it'd be like, what, 250, 350 or something like that. Like, the prices have gone up a lot. But for the places in Balan, it might have been like 120. I probably could have got two houses for the same price back in this day. And anyway, those houses now, those places that I could have got, and the land that I could have bought, if I had have just listened to Ted, if I had have put my know-it-all ego to side and said, hey, look, this old bloke who's got a heap of money and knows what he's talking about, he probably knows something, right? He's got some secrets. And if I had have listened to him, the wealth creation off that deal, or those deals that I could have created and made, would be tremendous. They would have been amazing, and they would have been absolutely life-changing for me and anyone else who had have participated in Ted's theories. Okay, now, what I believe is we all have this thing in ourselves where we don't hear the voice until the voice is there, right? Like, if Ted had have said this to me now, I would have listened to him. I would have paid attention to him. If back then, like, I just didn't see it. I couldn't even fathom that this guy would have a clue what he's talking about. Like, I just couldn't get it. But there's been so many times in my life looking back that somebody has said something to me and I've brushed it off. But if I had have done an action and actioned that thing or applied that thing, it would have been life-changing. Now, my question for you today is, where in your life aren't you listening to somebody who knows what they're talking about? Is it in your body? Is it you're not listening to the coaches at Royal Fitness, or you're not applying the knowledge in nutrition that you need to do, right? Or is it in your relationships? Is it in your connection with the people that matter? Is there something that you're just not paying attention to, something you're avoiding, something you're not letting pop its ugly head up, right? Is it in your mindset? Is there stuff in your mindset that you know you should be doing? Is it, are you avoiding meditations, even though I've said it 1,000 times to meditate and float and do those sorts of things? I know they work firsthand. And is there something that you're just like, you're putting off because you're still waiting for the the right person to tell you, or you're waiting for that breakdown to happen, and then you have to start looking after your mind, you know, through meditation and journaling and questioning your thoughts and all that sort of stuff. Is it in your business, your bank accounts? Is there an area? Is it like investing? Are you thinking like, hey, look, somebody said they you should save money, but you're like, nah, I don't need to save money. Whoa, I don't need to save money. Or is it like same sort of thing? Is it starting to invest that money into certain aspects or certain vehicles that can drive that wealth further? You know, whether it be business or real estate or shares or whatever it is, whatever your thing is. Where is it that you're basically not listening to the person who knows what they're talking about? Anyway, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. I know I'm getting some messages, which is really nice, about the podcast Q&A's that I recently shot. I hope they helped out. If you have any more questions, just hit me up. Just message me, let me know, and I can definitely see what I can do and help move you forward in the best way possible. Now, guys, share this up with somebody who needs to hear it. That would be massively appreciated, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.